This is the 104.9 MyFM and Petawawa Toyota local legend program here on MyFM, and we have a very special feature today as it revolves around International Women's Day. So I have the opportunity to be sitting in amongst all the fine women here who work at Petawawa Toyota, and one of you fine ladies have already been at Petawawa Toyota for well over 30 years. Can you kind of explain to us how things have kind of changed since you first started?
We've gotten a lot busier. For sure. When we started, it was Mark and I in Petawawa, and that's it. So we did everything, just the two of us. But now, it's grown a lot. Positions have shifted a little bit because we still do everything, but it's...
You get to delegate
we
more,
have
which
to,
is kind of nice. It's become so busy, you have to have people under you in order to get everything done. Yeah.
So when it comes to selling cars then, what are some of the big challenges today?
Inventory.
Yeah, for sure.
Trying to sell something that doesn't exist with the knowledge that you have in your brain. I think as women, this specifically, we do think differently than men do. We do, 100%. We look further down the road, right? Most men, they come in, young army kids. They're coming in, hey, I want that little GR Corolla that I can't afford the insurance on, right? But as women, I know you would do the same as me. You know what? Let's look at the vehicles. Let's look at what's going to work for you. How about we do a quote on insurance first and look into life before you start getting into something that is either not going to work for you or you're overpaying for.
And
right.
part of that is, as women,
we're moms.
Yes.
We
take care of the customers.
Yeah.
That's kind of...
In a different way, I think. I care if a customer is happy. We're not that the guys don't, but they're completely different. Here's your keys. Where I'm like, okay, this is how your wiper works. This is how your four-ways work. If you break down on the side of the road with little babies in the back, you push the SOS button. We think differently. And I think that's a good thing. And I think that's why the auto industry is taking more and more women in, because we take it more personally. But that's my own opinion. So.
And that's true, because I started here in 2010, and there was a lot of stereotype.
Oh, yeah.
So if I walked out on the lot right away, I'd get people defensive.
Yeah,
you're and I had to earn my place with them to get them to understand that I was here to help them and not here to just sell a car.
Definitely.
And there's a lot more women in sales now because of what they saw over the years of how we care for people, how we look after the business, how we
want to be treated.
Know what we know. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we do treat, and I don't mean it to be a stereotype, but it's true. We do treat customers differently. Yeah, no, the industry's definitely changed, and I don't think in a bad way. I think it's a good thing that there's more women in the industry. But even in parts and service, I think it's fantastic. Like, I love it when people are like, oh, can I talk to the parts department? I'm like, yeah, I'll put you through to Shelly, and they're like, Shelly? I'm like, yeah, she's awesome. Click. Yeah.
One final question then, for anybody who wants to answer it then. Would you have any words of advice for women who are looking to get into the auto industry, whether it be with Toyota or somewhere else?
I would say don't be afraid of the men, and just... hold your confidence and learn everything that you know. You learn everything that you can about everything with the industry and
be true to you.
It's a special International Women's Day hook to the local legend program here on 104.9 MyFM, powered by Petawawa Toyota. And we thank all you ladies for all the great work that you're doing at Petawawa Toyota, who also has a 30% women workforce.